Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love. Have you ever considered what will happen when the language of cosmic love becomes common sense with a common language? Are you aware that this love language is, in fact, the learning process, the creative process, and the processes of consciousness at the quintessential foundation of self-governance? Think about that. Such a language of consciousness has the potential to involve and evolve our individual and collective consciousness. This is what cosmic love is all about, higher conscience. Give yourself a checkup from the neck up. What do you think will happen to your world and the world at large as we become more conscious of how we are conscious, both individually and collectively? I'll give you a big hint. Take a good look at the worldwide web of consciousness that the internet has created. Consider this new net reality for what it truly is, a global revolution in higher consciousness. The instant, everywhere, interactive internet has eliminated space and time. We're all connected in a global village now. All knowledge is at your fingertips. Knowledge power as never before known to humanity. But where's the cosmic love, you may ask? There's a new net reality shaping the consciousness of humanity. Freedom to know better and the opportunity to do better has far outpaced the ability of our core institutions to keep up with the revolutionary capabilities for all humanity. That's what the internet represents, the evolving consciousness of humanity, the collective consciousness of humanity, and the collective future of humanity. That's where cosmic love comes in. Any good metaphysician with his finger on the pulse of humanity could tell you that. If you step out of the box of contemporary groupthink and if you become an objective observer of the evolutionary ascent of net reality caused by the internet, you will not only see a huge wave of change coming, but also the nature of that change and the role that cosmic love will play in change events. There is a natural evolutionary path to these changes. Cosmic love is a blueprint for that change. It always has been. But humanity is just beginning to grasp the multidimensional consciousness required to navigate the vast, uncharted realm of inner space, the internet, at the heart of the internet. This is the new global village consciousness that is defining the collective conscience of humanity. Let's get real. Net reality is what we make it. Where do you think it's going? How do you think we'll get through the birth pangs of a new world being born? Are you ready for the next big thing in the computer internet revolution? Would you agree that the best way to predict the future is to create it? Cosmic love is the answer to these questions. All I ask is that you listen and learn. See how you can catch the biggest wave of opportunity in history. I'll explain how you can ride that wave for phenomenal win-win benefits for yourself and all humanity. Those hearing this are obviously computer literate, so connect the dots. Get a grip on the net reality of global connection with the benefits of cosmic love. Someone has to do it. May it begin with us, united sovereigns in a united state of cosmic love. Always victory when we love enough, keep the faith, get the vision, embrace the virtue, make the vow, and claim the victory of cosmic love in your world and the world at large.
Greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with a different kind of show on Cosmic Love today. The subject is holistic health in the biological terrain of your body. And I'll be explaining the term biological terrain and why it is the foundational environment where health either thrives or dies. And we're talking about some amazing breakthroughs for cleaning up your biological terrain and building on that foundation. Today I'm going to have on this show Jacobus Holloman.
Yes.
Jacobus, you're there. Good.
You said it right.
I got it right. Jacobus has a nutrition center, the Gesundheit Nutrition Center in Bozeman, Montana. And I've known him over the years. He's been a nutrition consultant at two other health food stores. He's opened his own, dealing primarily in nutritional supplements. And I've heard about Jacobus this last year from a friend of mine who has this research company that, if you've read the information on the bio page for Cosmic Love that I put up for this show, there's some information about a research company that I found out about, and I've continued to get information from George, the owner, about a product they have. Now, he's telling me how Jacobus began carrying this product, and as one of the test stores, just kind of a testing this product. It's out to different nutritionists and different chiropractors and medical centers using the product. There's double-blind studies out on it now that have been published in some leading medical journals. But Jacobus' store began working with it this last year. Got some phenomenal results, I understand, Jacobus.
Yeah, I have. Thank you very much for having me, Christopher. It's nice to be on your program. We're kind of colleagues, aren't we? I do my own radio show every Sunday morning.
That's right.
And I told you before the program, I on my show I never promote a product. I just talk about a situation and see what is all available in the market. And you said it is exactly what you want to do. So I want to make very clear to the listeners.
Yeah.
I'm not trying to promote just a product and try to sell the heck out of it, but there is something special about this product, and I ran into the owner, about a year and a half ago, and we started talking. I met him through a mutual person, and we started talking, and when George starts talking, he just can't stop.
Yeah.
And he is so full of information and so enthusiastic and passionate about what he does. But he is the kind of guy who usually just works with doctors, hospitals, and nurses.
Right.
And so what happened was they came out with this product. He is aware of another company in Florida that sells a probiotic product, a probacteria product, good for the intestinal health, that is based on soil organisms. And George came out with his own product with his research staff, also a soil organism. So they are probiotics, but they're not the regular kind that everybody else knows. These are specific soil organisms. And they said, let's use our money and let's start doing some double-blind clinical studies. So they did the year-long studies and in different areas of the country and even outside this country, with phenomenal results. People with diarrhea, constipation, diverticulitis, Crohn's, colitis, gas, bloating, just total indigestion saw result. People who take the capsules saw result in their intestines. People that actually opened the capsules and would take it with a little bit of water or on the back of the tongue and then swallow it down saw a balancing of acid and digestive problems in their stomach. So he said, man, this is just amazing. So then they started doing the testing, and they found out that consistently the results were there. And so now it has become, it's called Prescript Assist, like prescription drugs, but and maybe that was because he was working with the physicians. And I got aware of the product. We started using it. We started promoting it. And we started people coming back and saying, this stuff just works like a charm. And then a big test case for me came once I opened up my store last year. In middle of June of last year, a lady came in who I know personally, and she said that her son, I didn't know that she had a son, I just know her, I've seen her as a customer. Her son was diagnosed, he was like 22 or 23, and he had been diagnosed when he was 17 years old, with ulcerative colitis. And it was to the point where when he goes to the bathroom, all that comes out of his bowels is blood. And so he had lost, he had gone from about 145 pounds to about 85 pounds. And when she was talking about it, how much he was in pain and how he would lay in bed and that he really couldn't do anything. He had no energy to work. He had no power to live out. He had no desire anymore for social life because, you know, you can't eat anything because it comes right out of your bowels. And so she said he is very, very, tired. And she said he is tired of living because she said, Jacobus, I'm not lying to you, but he has a gun under his pillow. He's going to blow his brains out one of these days because he's had it. And I said, you know, it's unbelievable. And how old is he? And she says, well, he's 22. And I said, this is just, you know, this is not normal. And I started talking. She was telling how he was taking this product from another company. He had read the company's book. He had read, used the product. He had followed the diet. He had done everything he needed to do following the instructions of this person who had also had colitis and Crohn's and who had healed himself. He tried. He followed it to the T. Nothing worked. So he was taking 22 tablets of the other product.
Oh,
and I said, you know, wow, that is, I mean, I know people take two of them. So what happened was he, I said, take the small bottle, take the 30 capsule, it's like 20 or 21 bucks. And I said, let him try it. So she took it over there and she had tears in her eyes when she left. And she said, let me give this a try. So she takes it to him. He was kind of like, nah, I don't know if I really want to use this anymore. But she said, do me a favor, try it. You know, Jacobus said this really is a different product and try it. So he tries it. He calls her back an hour later and says, you know, Mom, I actually feel something rumbling in my stomach.
Yeah.
And that was a positive thing. So she calls me back the next day. We put him on two capsules a day. And after a couple days, I said, do me a favor and call the owner. Just talk to him because the man is very willing to talk to anybody.
Yeah.
And he said, listen, if you were taking 22 of the other guy, do six of mine. Just six capsules.
A day.
A day. Six a day. Two, two, and two. It was June 15 when the mother came in. She told me a few days later, around the 20th, that he was taking six a day. And on the 30th of June, she came walking in the store, and she had a smile on her face, and she says, guess what Trent is? And I said, I don't know. And she said, he's playing 18 holes of golf with his friends. And I just, it just blew my mind. I had no idea. And then, since that time, I still never met the guy until a few months later he walked in and he said, you know, I'm Trent. And so he started improving. And he has been doing very well. He's been gaining weight. He's back up to about 135 pounds. He's working out, going to the gym. He's working professionally again. He has a social life. He looks like a skinny athlete, you know. But
really?
he is definitely doing better. And
well, I'm gonna let me backtrack here a little bit. I wanted to give a little bit of orientation about the product in general.
Sure.
The idea, I want to talk a little bit about the biological terrain in general and why this product's getting results all across the board for building health, preventing disease. And again, I want to also be non-specific in the sense of not so much the product, but, you know, the process of restoring the health of the biological terrain, which I like to think in correspondence to these soil-based organisms. You know, it's like you think of soil and you think of the terrain and you think of the biological terrain.
Yes.
It's like you might say the soil for your entire system.
Yeah.
And I was just, you know, I mean, relating this to health in general, I was going to relate specifically to the news last night that there's like 43 different states with a major outbreak of flu across the United States right now.
Yeah.
And the same conditions with flu as far as systemic toxicity, a cleansing reaction, and not just a viral, but a biological terrain in which a virus can thrive. And cleaning up that terrain and how that works with the colon when you clean up the colon and you don't have a toxic colon environment, which you always do when you have flu, you have a cleansing reaction and the colon's trying to. So you restore healthy flora and the soil-based organisms. From what I understand, what goes on in the colon as far as enzymatic activity when you break down food with good digestion, that you create these macromolecules, these enzymes that then the body can utilize. They're
yes.
like the building blocks in the body. And that what happens when you have a good when you've got a good intestinal flora down there in an environment in which digestion can thrive, you get far less toxicity going back into the system.
Correct.
And if you're in a cleansing situation or the body's going through a healing crisis of any kind, then when you clean up the colon, basically you're cleaning up the blood, and that these enzymes that go into the system not only are the building blocks for cellular rejuvenation, but they're also enzymes digest the crap out of your biological terrain.
Yes.
So, I mean, I've really got into over the years, I've worked with different soil-based organisms and worked with different intestinal biocultures over the years, and I've seen some really amazing ones, this Ventrux aceto from Sweden, you know, that was cultured from a baby's colon and all these other two. And I've seen really amazing results for health in general. And I found out that in a lot of cases, you can have the best super nutrient in the world for a person. But if they've got, you know, if they're a typical colon corruptor like most Americans are, you know, I mean, I think the typical American has 10 to 20 pounds of encrusted fecal matter in their colon, adult Americans. And I used to be a colon therapist, and I used to work with this, you know, with colon therapy on a regular basis. But
yeah.
the key factor is for the assimilation of nutrients, you really have to, you can, like I say, have the best super nutrients in the world, but without good assimilation, you can't eliminate.
Right.
And vice versa. If you can't eliminate, you can't assimilate. In other words, this whole metabolic process is if you got to get the junk out before you get the nutrients in.
Right.
That's not only in the colon of the body as a whole, but it's in every cell of the body. You know, the whole metabolic process is elimination and assimilation.
Yeah.
So I wanted to bring this back to in the general terms because the more exceptional the results in the colon, not only does the elimination of toxins work better, there's less toxicity builds up on a cellular level in the body. And the biological terrain is not backed up. You might say the sewer system doesn't back up on a cellular level, so there's a lot better assimilation. And the fact that the biological terrain, when it is toxic, this is my understanding, when the ecology, you might say, of on a cellular level is toxic, then it's an environment in which fungus, bacteria, and viruses thrive. And the implications is that with systemic toxicity, all the anaerobic bacteria, funguses, the different viruses, ranging from Epstein-Barr to cancer, you know, it's an environment in which they thrive. And they've known that all these diseases, whether it be fungal diseases, bacterial or viral diseases, you know, inflammation in the body, whether in the joints or, you know, in the tissues, infection in the body. Not that I'm making many medical claims, but if you clean up the terrain, then inflammations, infections, viruses, bacteria, there's not an environment in which they can thrive.
Yes.
And it kind of goes back, it all goes back to, you know, you clean up the sewer system or your elimination system, and you clean up, you know, with better assimilation of nutrients into enzymes that go into the body and digest the crap out of the biological terrain, there's no food source then for the fungus, bacteria, and viruses on a cellular level.
Yeah.
So I'm kind of going into that in detail, but when I heard on the news last night, 43 states had a major flu outbreak, you know, I'm thinking, number one, I'm thinking the different things that cause flu. And a lot of things that depress the immune system are like emotions of fear and worry, which is the economy right now.
Yes.
There's toxic thoughts also suppress the immune system, like the election right now.
Yes. Well, if I can jump in for a second.
Sure.
Christopher.
Yeah.
When I explain to people, I say there are several things you got to keep in mind. The whole area from the throat to the anus to the rectum is officially considered outside our body.
Really?
Yes. because there is no blood. We don't want our blood anywhere in between the pipe from the throat to the rectum.
Right.
Now, some people like to eat somebody else's blood, and that's another story.
Yeah.
But if we're talking about, or when you eat certain raw meat, you get bloody tissue as well. But our own blood, we don't want it in the pipe.
Right.
So there is something going on in the body whereby we have different kinds of enzymes. And when you look, for example, at the mineral magnesium, magnesium is actively involved in more than 400 different enzyme functions in the body, besides the fact that it helps to relax our muscles and helps calcium absorption, and it is excellent for the heart. But magnesium helps more than 400 enzymes. Now, we have enzymes in the throat and in the mouth, and we have them in the esophagus and in the stomach, and we always see a change in the acidity level. Now, from the stomach, it goes to the small intestine, and we get bile and we get pancreatic juices, which are, again, enzymes. So because of those enzymes, which happen to be a little bit more acidic in order to break down the fats and the proteins, now it starts moving farther and farther into the small intestine, and it changes and goes into a bacterial breakdown. So from the enzyme breakdown, it becomes a bacterial breakdown, and the rest of the small intestine is a little bit more on the acidic side.
Mm-hmm.
And every time, every so many feet, we see that there is a change again in that bacteria, in those bacteria. So when people buy a probiotic, an acidophilus-type product, and they look at the side of the label, they always find the letters Lactobacillus bulgaricus, Lactobacillus acidophilus, Lactobacillus infantum. And then they also find things with starting with a B. Bifidobacterium, bifidolongum, bifidobifidum. The bifidobacteria are the ones in the colon, where the lactobacillus are all the ones in the small intestine. The small intestine happens to be a little bit more acidic because that's the environment we came out of. You go into the colon, the bacteria become a little bit more alkaline because it needs to slow down the process and it needs to start making fecal matter.
Yeah.
So the breakdown is happening. Now it starts moving with some of the bacteria, take these nutrients. After the breakdown, if the breakdown is good, it starts taking it through the wall of the intestines into the bloodstream. Now it enters the body. Now it goes first to the liver, and the liver is kind of an in-between station that says, okay, we're in contact with all the cells in the body, brain, heart, spleen, wherever it needs to go, muscles, and we know exactly what these cells need. So we have all the equipment right here to help you guys after your rough breakdown. We're going to polish you, make you that beautiful diamond that needs to go. This needs to go to the heart. This needs to go to the brain. This needs to go to the spleen. This needs to go to the muscles.
And they're all different molecules
in
an enzymatic formula.
Correct. So now you start having an enzyme. Again, enzymes, but they're different. They're now systemic enzymes. They're not as much of digestive enzymes. We now are into the systemic enzyme part of our system. And now the food starts, the nutrients go back in the bloodstream, and it is all in an ideal world here, and it works from the bloodstream. It is absorbed by the red blood cells that have oxygen and nutrients that now go through the capillaries, and from the capillaries it goes to the cells. And now the cells, as you know, Christopher, they are like a complete society just by themselves. You go into a cell, you look around, you go like, holy moly.
It's a world in itself.
World in itself. There are all these furnaces, these mitochondria, and these mitochondria are supposed to give you energy, and then you're supposed to get all this, the vitamins, the minerals, the proteins, the sugars, the fats. Everything is needed in those mitochondria to burn, to give you energy, to give you warmth, and then the ashes, as we have them at home in our furnace, the ashes have to be removed. Fluids in the cell take all that to the back door of the cell, and it runs it into what is called this fluid stuff that's called the matrix. And the matrix takes it now to the lymph nodes, and the lymph glands take it all out of the system. So that is real simple in a nutshell. But now what is really interesting, Christopher, is that we also have to look at our acid-alkaline balance. And it's really interesting because when you check for your acid and alkaline levels, we are dealing with blood liquid, saliva liquid, and urine liquid. And there are actually three different kinds of acidity that people should be aware of that we need in order to find balance in our body. And it's really interesting, if you don't mind me reading this to you.
Okay.
The blood, optimum blood levels for, so we do know that if it goes below 7.0, we're a little bit more acidic. If it is above 7.0, our pH, we say we're more alkaline. Now, the blood is optimum between 7.35 and 7.45, making it a little bit more alkaline, okay? The saliva, and we know that saliva is attached to the, we were talking earlier about the enzymes, so it happens to be a little bit more acidic. The saliva pH should be is optimum between 6.4 and 6.8, so a little bit more acidic. And then you're dealing with urine, and urine, if an optimum level in the morning when you wake up, if you do a little test strip and check your urine, it should be between 6.0 and 7.0. But if you do it sometime during the day after we've been busy and eating and drinking, it should be between 6.5 and 7.0. So we see that there are different levels. So if people say, well, I'm too acidic, you know, it depends what you test, because your urine might look acidic, but your blood might be just fine. And so now this is indeed important for our digestion. We are still talking about the importance of proper digestion in the intestines, because the intestines are so under pressure from the food that we eat. It is just sitting there like a, you know, as they say, it's beaten like a rented mule. You know, you know, I mean, the food comes down. There's nothing that the intestines can do. So we find out, indeed, that many of these bacteria, and for the listeners, if you don't know, folks, we have more bacteria in our system, in our digestive system, than we have cells in our body. We have about 75 trillion cells.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, there is more bacteria than cells in our body. And so when people buy an acidophilus or they eat yogurt, they have a tendency to say, well, you know, I don't, I got my acidophilus out of a glass of milk, or I got my probacteria. That's just not enough to make a difference. So there's two ways to approach it. You either get a formula like Prescriptassist, which is not per se based on how many billions or gazillions microbacteria are in there because of the way it is made. But other probiotics have a tendency to say we have 10 billion per capsule, 20 billion. So because that is the only way to make a change in that environment and bring the environment back to where it needs to be. So I thought, if you don't mind me, that I explained this to you, because when we start talking about proper digestion, it is indeed important. What do we eat? And so the research shows, and people can go Google acid foods, alkaline foods, and find out that certain foods are better for us than others. Certain berries are more alkaline. Certain greens are more acid or alkaline, the grains. And so when we start mixing things up, if you go have a burger at McDonald's, the meat is acid, the bun is acid, the tomato is acid, the mustard, the pickle, the mayo, the ketchup. The only thing that's alkaline is your leaf of lettuce. And so it is just not enough. And that's why
there's a pickle.
That's why they often feel bloated, you know, when they come out of the fast food place, because the stomach goes like, I can't handle this.
Yeah. Of course, there's the whole thing on the digestion of the sweet in the mouth is sour in the stomach.
Yes.
Sours the stomach, and the acid alkaline gets all messed up, and then you go to eat something, and you get fermentation and gas and all that stuff.
Yes.
And, I the digestion thing is most people have a general idea of what's important there, and I guess what I wanted to emphasize is that, in general, recovering homeostasis in the body.
Yes.
As far as whenever there's an imbalance, and again, whether that's, you know, without making medical claims, you know, whatever the dis-ease, imbalance is in the body, restoration is almost always, and it used to be considered normal that when you went into, you know, the beginning of the century, natural healing and natural nature cure and the natural laws for healing always recognized that when you went into a hospital, the first thing they did was they gave you an enema to clean out your colon.
Uh-huh.
And they, of course, they never do that anymore because basically it's messy.
Yes.
And believe me, I know I was a colon therapist, but there's also the fact that you know, if the whole paradigm of healthcare is actually disease care, if it's treating disease rather than building health, and if the whole medical system becomes privatized, where corporate law determines or defines that wherever profits are at stake, the shareholders come before the public, and then at that point, a pound of cure is 16 times more profitable than an ounce of prevention.
Yes. Yes.
and you don't want to treat the cause. You want to treat the system.
Well, I tell you, this is interesting. You bring that up. I just saw an article in the newspaper about a study done in the Netherlands, and I'm from the Netherlands myself.
Yeah.
And they actually discovered that it would be cheaper to treat patients with diabetes and obesity for their disease. Because they know these people will die sooner than it would be to let people live longer.
Yeah.
They would become a bigger burden on the system financially than treating the diabetes and obesity suffering people. That seems expensive in treatment, but in the long run, it would be cheaper.
I heard
that a shocking
I heard that's going on in Europe and in England. England there. They're withdrawing treatment from seniors because it's a burden on the healthcare system.
Exactly, and so that is one more reason why people have to say, listen, the only one who takes care of us is ourselves and somebody who really cares about us.
Yeah,
and we have to, you know, become educated. And a program like yours, it's all about education. And
yeah.
So people pick up bits and pieces and say, you know what, this makes sense. Let me try this for a week. And what if you find an improvement? It didn't cost you anything. You
yeah.
know, we can make improvements on a regular basis. And I tell you, Christopher, you probably mentioned this previously, but we know that 85-90% of all the diseases in our body start in the colon.
Yeah.
And so when we're talking about flu, we're talking about runny noses, we're talking about cancer, heart disease, hepatitis, something happened where we could not fight off this infection.
Yeah.
So instead of, you know, we can get infected from pesticides and herbicides that we're exposed to from the outside in, but somehow we were not able with our own immune system to reject that. And a
yeah.
lot of that is happening in the colon, how the food is being broken down, how many nutrients are actually making it through the intestinal wall to support the cells to regenerate. If we
yeah.
lose a lot during the digestion, then we will not get these nutrients. And the cells are continuously asking the brain for more food.
Yeah, and it's like the cells are being starved.
They're being starved, so they make a telephone call to the brain and say, we need more food. And
yeah.
the first thing that the brain says is, okay, don't worry about it, we'll get you going. And then you start smelling the good stuff, you smell the sweet stuff, the chips, the dips, the donuts, and that's what you want to do. I mean, who has time to sit there and bake a fry a steak first? I
yeah.
mean, you want to get something quick.
And the irony is that people are basically, when I say digging their grave with their teeth, they're eating more and assimilating less. The stuff's just sliding on through. It's just not because they've got so much basically encrusted, you know, crap in their colon.
Yes.
And again, how to digest the crap out of the colon? The first step of restoring, the health of the elimination system is. And this gets back into soil-based organisms. When I say it digests the crap out of the colon, I mean, I think we'll both agree that, you know, the best health care is self-care. And most people, just go ahead with life until they break down and they go see a doctor and treat the symptoms
yes.
rather than the cause. But, you know, it's just common sense. And I've seen it over and over again working with colon health, you know, in particular, that it really boils down to, how best to detoxify, neutralize, cleanse, purify that environment,
yeah.
so that because it's the toxicity from poor food combining, when I say poor food combining, you know, drinking or eating food with sugar foods, that causes fermentation, and poor food combining in the sense of mixing, you know, drinking too much water with your meals so it dilutes the digestive juices and doesn't break things down, you know, and, or drinking cold water that numbs the digestive juices with the meal, things like that. I mean, it's, they're common sense rules that, you know, they don't teach us in school. I sometimes think it's a conspiracy that the whole public school system is in bed with the medical industrial complex.
Yes. Well, I think you could talk indeed about your political candidates. And you look at, you know, like last year or 2 years ago, Hillary Clinton with Chuck Schumer, Dianne Feinstein, and Richard Durbin decided to come together as senators and try to embrace the decisions made in Europe with Codex Alimentarius to try to slowly but surely eliminate the sale, the possibility for people to buy supplements.
Yep.
And so now, if you look at the at the current healthcare system, and I think many listeners are aware of this, we are the most expensive in the world. The healthcare system is the most expensive, but we're ranked like 37th.
Yeah, we're about the least healthy.
Yeah, we're like the least healthy, and so when you look at it, I go, okay, America has been innovative in so many things, and it is the best country to live in. Let's face it. But we have to keep in mind that tens of thousands of years, we were just hunters and gatherers who would eat whatever Mother Nature would provide us. That is something, a system, wasn't perfect, and there was many diseases, and people didn't have the medical care when they got hurt, when they got attacked by an animal, or when they were fighting in wars. Things have improved.
Yeah.
But what has also changed, Christopher, is that we have grocery stores now that provide us with more food and less nutrition. And so we are now, how in the world can people mass produce stuff and keep it on the shelf and it just doesn't get old?
I call it foodless, chemical waste food.
Right, and so our body is not made for it.
It doesn't rot on the store shelf because they stripped out all the nutrients and embalmed it with preservatives.
Yes. I did once a radio show with a guy who wrote a book, and he did this. He lived his life the same way. It's called Electrical Nutrition. And he said, if you go to a kitchen counter and put a rock and a potato and lettuce and a piece of raw meat on the counter and come back in 24 hours, which was in the worst shape? And I said, well, the meat. And he said, right. So that is what digests first. And we try to...
Well, it's what's got the most nutrients, too.
That's right. And he said, because it is so alive, in a way, for what it can do to your body. Now, all this man eats is raw meat and raw fish, which is not what I stand for, because I think that's pretty extreme. But he brought up a very interesting principle.
Yeah.
And we're looking today at foods that have been preserved, that have been stored. By the time we eat it, it will be cooked or it has been cooked, and we need to microwave it in order to eat it. Those are not natural. It knocks the enzymes and the healthy bacteria for digestion out of the system, out of the product. So now we're stuck with, now all of a sudden our body needs to do something about it.
Yeah.
So why do we have digestive problems? Because we're looking at the stomach. The stomach is ready to take on the proteins, the healthy fats, the vegetables, some grains. It's ready for it, and we're not feeding that. So we're pretty much telling the enzymes in the stomach, well, we're going to lay some of you guys off. You know, we don't need you anymore. So we're under acidifying the stomach to deal with the food that actually needs breakdown. So now what happens is instead of having these 300,000 soldiers, let's say, in your stomach that oil look like, I tell people, I make them look like bushmen with a shield and a spear and a loincloth and sandals. Okay, so these are the guys that usually attack the food with their spears and cut it up and break it down the way it is supposed to be. We laid 250,000 off. We said, we don't need you guys anymore. We're eating different food right now. And all of a sudden, the food comes down the pipe. And here we go, and what has happened is the few enzymes that are left have been retrained to look like Arnold Schwarzenegger. They got boots, they got helmets, they got machine guns, they got weaponry, they got visors, and they are trying to do the job for all those healthy enzymes that we used to have. But right away, they're overpowered. They just cannot handle the food. And so now these soldiers, these enzymes get knocked around. They shoot up the pipe. We get acid reflux. We get heartburn. We get GERD, we get hiatal hernia, And people say, oh, my God, I have too much stomach acid. And so the symptom of stomach acid is actually caused by 85% of the people that I have tried this test, Christopher, is under acidic, as you know very well. So we're not over acidic. We don't need Prilosec, Nexium, Prevacid, Tums, Pepcid AC. We don't need any of those. What we need to do, folks, when you are having digestive problems 20 minutes after you eat, you have to, if you feel those symptoms, you have either too much stomach acid or too little stomach acid. Simple test. Do when you have the problem, take a tablespoon of apple cider vinegar or a tablespoon of fresh lemon juice. Don't use the bottle. Just cut a lemon in half. Invest in the lemon. Cut it in half. Put it on the tablespoon and take that straight. And now you wait 3 minutes. Don't drink any water. Don't eat anything else. Wait 3 minutes. If you feel better after 3 minutes, that means that your body says, you know, whoa, thank you so much. I needed that acid. I was under acidic. And I'm not lying to you. 80 to 85% of the people who I have tried this, they are feeling better, indicating that they were taking all the Prilosec and everything for the wrong reasons. They were not acidic. They were under acidic.
Now, most people drinking, especially drinking coffee on a regular basis, because it is acidic, the body's own natural acidic hydrochloric acid levels go way down. And then they become habitualized or conditioned on a cellular level to be under acidic because there was something else coming in that was acidic.
But how do we know that? If you look at people drinking coffee, Christopher, let's face it. If you drink plain straight coffee, double shot espresso, put it in your throat, and let's go down the pipe here, you will get an upset stomach. A lot of people do.
Yeah.
Okay? And that is because it is so acidic. But what people do, they start numbing it, just like medication. They put milk in, they make a lattes, they put in some sweeteners, they add some sugar, they add some flavors. So we're kind of numbing the acidity until a later time.
And eat something with it to buffer
it. Eat something with it. But if people do this test and they find out after 3 minutes that they need more acid, then do some hydrochloric acid with pepsin. That helps the stomach. And why is this important? Because it all comes down to what is going down into those intestines where we have all these bacteria. And when people have been taking antibiotics and they've killed the bacteria. So digestion is really important. If people feel worse after 3 minutes, and again, no water, just take it straight. If you feel worse, that means that you have too much acid. And then you can take a little bit of warm water, maybe a little bit of salt in it, and drink that to alkalize yourself. But now you really have to start looking at your diet. What is going on with you? Now, but we have to continue here talking indeed, Christopher, about it. I don't want to interrupt you if you want to say something.
Yeah.
What I mean. But the thing is, as it comes to the intestines, what is now happening to the intestines? So a product, what George Akerson did with Safer Medical Inc., he came out with a product that says, you know, soil. We grow in soil. We need soil organisms to help us reestablish what is so necessary for our digestion.
The biological terrain.
The biological terrain. We have to rebuild it. And so this is a product that does not need to be refrigerated. Many people say, I don't like it because it needs to be in the cooler. These are live enzymes. And not only that, they're not just a probiotic. They're also a prebiotic. And what does a prebiotic mean? That means that when you still have good bacteria left in your colon, but they're sluggish, a prebiotic will go in and start rebuilding, regrowing, recharging, revitalizing those positive, those good bacteria so that you naturally become strong instead of becoming dependent on things.
Yeah. The parallel here is that with biodynamic farming, they found out that when you go in and you use chemicals and you kill the biological terrain for growing. Or, you know, when I say the biological terrain, when soil is sterile and killed because of all the herbicides, pesticides, insecticides, the chemicals, then it'll grow a plant. But the plant will be hollow. Nutritionally, it will be hollow. It'll be a shell of a plant. And when they have healthy soil that's just teeming with healthy soil-based organisms, microorganisms, then it breaks down in the soil all these basically micronutrient enzymes that are assimilated in the plant so that the plant is nutritionally rich. Yes. And it's the exact same thing going on with the biological terrain in the body.
Yes.
It's amazing, isn't it?
It is amazing, and it not only does it look good on paper, the clinical testing that these people have done has shown consistently, they've been written up in reports, there are already thousands of doctors around this nation. In this country, I know he was talking about a study that was done in Ecuador that became very popular, was mentioned in a popular medical journal over there for the 1 or 2 year studies that they have done on this product. But there are already thousands of doctors and hospitals and nurses using this product and saying that it is superb to what they have used before. They said this stuff actually helps us to fight infections even in hospitals because people are so involved in it. We know that people catch more infections in the hospitals than outside the hospital.
And one of the reasons is, this is what I found really interesting in the research studies, that one of the prime reasons that it's being used in the hospitals and in medical situations is because of the side effects of antibiotics that kills all the healthy intestinal flora in the colon.
Yes.
Did you read about that?
Yes.
Yeah, that really, that, and I knew this was a, really a factor because antibiotics means antibios. Antibiotics in the body, it's like putting herbicides, pesticides, and insecticides on your garden.
Yes.
it kills all the healthy organisms, you know, in the soil. Well, it's what the antibiotics do in the body. It kills a lot of the healthy biological terrain, you know,
yes,
the healthy flora that's in the biological terrain.
Yes.
And it's indiscriminate. It's like a shotgun approach rather than a rifle shot. You know, rather than targeting, you know, just fungi, bacteria, viruses, it just, you know, blasts, you know, wipes out the whole terrain.
Yes.
And so, you know, this is one of the things that when I saw that the practicality of it and the efficacy, you know, the results of it in a clinical medical situation, the results were so good because what it does is restores a healthy terrain for the body, so the body can then heal itself.
Well, we've had to start making changes. Like I said earlier, we've developed for tens of thousands of years on a very primitive diet.
Yeah.
You know, you eat when it is available, you drink when you can, you know, when it is available, and
yeah,
you hope that it is pure and doesn't make you sick. And yes, people got hurt and people got killed and people died at a younger age. But in the last 100 years, we have seen vast improvement in medical research, but at the same time, we've seen vast changes in dietary food, and that is what most people are eating. Nobody looks at labels. Nobody worries. A lot of people do not worry about labels, do not worry about what to eat, because there is a party here, there is a dinner there, there is a luncheon, business luncheon over here, there is stress over there. We got to eat while we're driving, we got to eat while we watch TV, we have to eat while we read because we have to catch up on something. We are not consciously eating anymore, but
and,
in the meantime, we're putting food in our system that is undigestible, it is plastified.
And very rarely do people go through cleansing rituals, fasting. And, of course, fasting is the body's way of cleaning up the biological terrain. When
yes,
you stop eating, then what happens is the elimination system, when you stop assimilating, then the elimination system kicks in.
Yes.
And the body will begin to eliminate on a cellular level. Lymphatics will move the toxins out. And if you're drinking fluids and flushing it through, the whole body will rejuvenate and heal and eliminate. People don't do that anymore.
Yeah,
or, you know,
it's right,
a general rule.
Yeah. Yeah, it's true. And it's you're right about the cleansing, but I tell people, if you cleanse, come up with plan B. What are you going to do next? Are you going to continue what you were doing? What brought you here in the first place?
Yeah.
Are you actually
going
to make some changes? And so I look at it and say, with all the changes that we have seen in the last 40 years in food, our body has not been able to catch up. So we need something. The nutritional industry has needed to come out with new inventions in order to accelerate this whole catching up thing.
Well, I haven't seen anything, and we're going to have to wrap it up here in a couple of minutes, but I haven't seen anything as a colon therapist, someone that's really looked at, you know, how to, you know, clean up and basically do a cleanse, you know, with the colon and how to restore a healthy environment, you know, for the terrain. I haven't seen any product like this. I mean, quite honestly, I haven't, you know. And I've always looked at there's two parts of it again. There's the elimination, you know, creating an environment in which good digestion can thrive. And then, of course, there's assimilation, providing the best supernutrients, you know, possible. And if the two of them are together, the best of both worlds is the best way to feed the biological terrain for a healthy colon and healthy cellular terrain, and then how to feed the micronutrient needs of the cell. And the two of those together, you know, of course, is the ideal win-win.
Right, and what you and I believe in is that we do need a combination of Western medicine with natural medicine.
Right.
Because the Western medicine has the equipment, has the money to invest and to research. And the research was done on this product, and the research is showing in everyday people that I meet, that other people have talked to that have used this product and say Prescript Assist is just a product that, man, the gas is gone, diarrhea stops within days, constipation. I had a lady in who had gallbladder surgery, had the gallbladder taken out, has been suffering from constipation for a year. She is on this product for a week, and within 2 days, the constipation stopped. She had normal bowel movements. That is real simple. The ulcerative colitis story I had earlier, Crohn's, we see improvements, and they're clinically tested. And that is the blessing of having a natural product being proven by Western medicine.
Yeah.
To me, it is a win-win situation.
Yeah, so you've had word of mouth as people have bought this in your store and you recommended it.
Yeah.
Your store has pretty much experienced the growth of this product where it's just about your leading sales product.
It is. It has actually become the leading product, and not because I say so, but because, just like you say, people come in, they try the 30 capsule, and before you know it, they're coming back for the 90.
They're telling their friends
if people come in, where's that stuff with the blue label? And I said, it's right over here, and it is with fish oil. I would say it is our fastest moving product on the shelf. And because the results, we barely sell any other probiotics. We sell Prescript Assist, and people come back for more.
That's amazing.
Yeah, and they feel better.
Well, Jacobus, I am so grateful you're able to come on the show and share your experience with this.
Oh, this is awesome.
I really believe there's going to be a growth with the understanding of this product. There's going to be a growth to this understanding of clinical ecology in the biological terrain. You know, there's going to be I can't imagine it not being just at a groundswell, you know, point or just beginning. I'm really excited with George that they've done the research on this now and they've got it out, you know, the company.
Yes.
And I wanted to get the word out. I wanted to get you on the show.
Well, thank you.
And let's do it again sometime.
I appreciate that. I really appreciate that. Okay.
Thanks, Jacobus.
Bye, Christopher.
Take care.
I will. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks for listening to this presentation on Cosmic Love. I hope you have enjoyed receiving this as much as I've enjoyed giving it. There's a new relationship with all humanity that is maturing with the new synchronicity of instant, everywhere, interactive, net reality. Cosmic Love is the heart of this synchronicity. Tools and processes that empower the wisdom of Cosmic Love is the purpose of the Worldwide Love Foundation. The family of man is now making a quantum leap into a new consciousness as never before in history. Our awareness as humankind is expanding, and the Internet reflects that multidimensional expansion of consciousness into new realms of omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence in the power of cosmic love. This has huge implications. The more information we have, the greater the need to get it all in order. The more knowledge power we have, the greater the need for the wisdom of cosmic love. That should be common sense, and it's time to make common sense more common. If you agree that the American Revolution was huge for freedom and opportunity in the world, look what's happening to the whole world now. A new connection with cosmic love is positioning the golden rule, law, language for a golden age in our spirit, our minds, our hearts, and the soul of humanity. We're on the threshold of a global revolution that is awakening the angels of our better nature. Let's be honest and reason together. Cosmic love has always been the golden rule law language for every golden age in cosmic history. Some things don't change, only the ability of the human mind to grasp the full implications of the world in which we now live. That has changed with the internet, and like an adolescent who is not an adult yet, but not a child either, the internet is now installed, operational, and ready to take our personal and planetary consciousness to the next level. That would be cosmic love, and the foundation principles for this is the love model, a universal law language interface for net reality that represents the five-dimensional intelligence that can fulfill a global revolution in higher consciousness. Check it out for yourself. See how it works. Consider the role you can play and how you can benefit. The sooner you get the vision of this cosmic love thing, the sooner you can profit from a wholly new economy that will transform all our social networks with extraordinary abundance of everything held sacred by free people worldwide. There is a new intelligence that is defining and refining humanity's evolutionary ascent. The higher the intelligence of universal cosmic love, the greater the results. The gateway to higher consciousness is, in fact, the language of consciousness. The five-dimensional intelligence that cosmic love frames in form and frequency, as in frequently. Once you get it, how the Holy Spirit of love and action can heal our individual and collective conscience, it will become self-evident how cosmic love can nurture and culture the net reality that brings a Holy Spirit to the collective consciousness of humanity. Love heals all, always has, always will. The more cosmic and universal the vision of love, the greater the results. Welcome to the opportunity. It's time to link the light workers who are love makers. The internet now provides this opportunity for extraordinary synchronicity as will empower wisdom with cosmic love. Someone had to do it. Now you can. Network for the net worth of this new net reality. You have the vision now before you. What you do with it can change your world and the world at large. We are all co-creators in the cosmic scheme of cosmic love. The great spirit of great love is the great opportunity that genuine freedom gives all of us. Heaven knows that there is nothing more valuable than the vision of cosmic love that has found its time. Experience the Worldwide Love Foundation in your consciousness, being, and world. Care enough to share this vision of great opportunity. Step into the circle of global connection as you center and connect with the five-dimensional intelligence of cosmic love that provides the cultural DNA for a golden age on Earth. Miracles happen when cosmic love is conceived, believed, and achieved. You are that miracle when you become the cosmic love you want to see in the world. Own this vision as your own. Embrace the intrinsic virtue of cosmic love. Make the vow to do what you can because you can. Claim the victory for all mankind aspiring to live as kind men. Here's to winning from the beginning of a global revolution that will finish worldwide with the great experiment and representative government gave humanity with the American Revolution. Heaven on earth is virtually in your hands. Do you want the keys to the kingdom? Are you ready to assemble the components to the capstone of cosmic love vision? Discover the five-dimensional intelligence that will empower your own virtually untapped gifts and talents. Consider how you can make a difference, if not the difference. It's your life, your world. Take command. Give cosmic love the chance that you want for all mankind. Now you can. See for yourself. Do it for cosmic love, and heaven knows cosmic love will bless your life far beyond this one. Sooner or later, what goes around comes around. You can call that good karma, or the justice of cosmic law, or just the blessings of cosmic love. It's the same thing. The abundant life is born in abundant love. The more cosmic that love, the more abundant is your life. Personally, I can't think of anything better to do, and I hope you feel the same way. So keep in touch with Cosmic Love. It only gets better as you pay attention. This is how Cosmic Love works. Pay attention because attention pays in ways that make Cosmic Love the new currency for global peace and prosperity. Your attention is your consciousness. The next economy for planetary civilization will pay attention to the value of virtue, the virtue of Cosmic Love. The family of man and our global village must be connected to this one virtue. We must pay attention to the first principles of higher consciousness if we are to transcend the old paradigms of scarcity consciousness that scarcity economics has created. This is the whole point of Cosmic Love. We won't heal our personal and planetary problems with the same consciousness that created the problems. The best hope for humanity is the charity of goodwill among mankind. This is the charity of Cosmic Love in action. This is the Holy Spirit of Cosmic Love in man that raises mankind with loving kindness. I hope you appreciate this message and share it with others. That may be just your circle of influence with family and friends, or it may be every news group or blog on the internet where light workers and enlightened netizens, global citizens, hang out. By the grace of Cosmic Love, enough good people will do enough soon enough to quickly turn the tide of global consciousness from the paradigm of scarcity to the paradigm of abundance that Cosmic Love cultures. May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.